quite good, eh?
Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is T. How can I help you?
Yes. Y'all fraudulently filed money on my
yes, ma'am,
car.
Could you tell me your zip code, please?
39066.
First and last name.
My first name is Charlize. My last name is Mallet.
Could you verify your shipping address?
37930 Adams Station Road, Edwards, Mississippi, 39066. What's this got to do with anything? What is this?
Hold on, I'm going to access the account.
I don't have an account. I don't even know what this is.
Did you not say you were charged, ma'am?
Yes.
You have an account. Hold one moment as I access it. So it seems that you made a purchase for a smartwatch online on the 5th, and that smartwatch was a welcoming gift for joining our factory direct savings club. Every month you are charged, and in return you receive a gift card to be used at our best consumer gadget club.
The watch was supposed to be $3, supposed to be with shipping and handling, which was $7.95. I don't know what y'all talking about. I just want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I can issue a refund of 35% after canceling the account.
What is 35%? I want all my money back.
Yes, ma'am. After looking over, I can do is issue a 50% refund.
You trying to tell me that you took $67 off my car and all I was supposed to be paying was $7.95 for shipping for some bull crap I have not got? I want my money back.
Yes,
hello?
I do apologize about that, but in the terms and conditions for where you made that purchase, it did tell you about these charges.
Oh, my God. Are y'all getting out on people? I'm going to report this. I promise you I am.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold one moment. Yes, ma'am. The account has been canceled and that money refunded back to you. I do thank you for contacting customer service. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Did I get all my money back?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day, too.